Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Birgitta Jones Dautier. Going to be joining us coming up in the final hour. Big victory against the banks trying to plunder and continue their plundering of Iceland, sending shockwaves around the world in a national referendum over the weekend saying no to the bankers taking over and running their society. Coming up in the next 50 minutes of the broadcast, A Lamp in the Dark by the documentary filmmaker who made Eye of the Phoenix, Secrets of the Dollar Bill, Riddles and Stone, The Secret Architecture of Washington, D.C., and, of course, the first in the series, America's Secret Beginnings, The New Atlantis, all available discounted at Infowars.com. But this new film goes in another direction. We'll be playing some clips of this off the DVD in the background when he joins us today. I may let him go about 40 minutes into the interview, though, because I've got news here I've absolutely got to hit on. There is just so much going on that we need to cover that we haven't even gotten into yet today in my stacks of news. The legislative front, the open borders, the amnesty, the gun grabbing, the naked body scanners, the police state, secret arrest and torture of citizens being prepared. I mean, it is just an all-out power grab going on. Before I go any further and go to our guest, I want to thank some of our sponsors that make this radio show possible. Supernatural Silver. Are you prepared if a disaster should strike here or at home? Planning for unexpected disasters is essential for you and those that you care about. The new Silver Solution is an important tool to help you arm yourself in an emergency situation. They got patented information, patented process, patent approved on the topical application of this. Check it out at supernaturalsilver.com to see many of the amazing ways to use the product. Supernaturalsilver.com, from first aid to water purification, everything in between, the new Silver Solution. What you need in any crisis, go to supernaturalsilver.com or click on the banner at Infowars.com. Again, that's one word, supernaturalsilver.com. The big issue here, and I know you as listeners know this, but our mission is to get this out to the general public. That there is a world government, there's no longer any denial, it is run by the banks like all the old timers warned us it was. It's been in control for a long time. Now it's out in the open because it's really starting to clamp down on every facet of our lives. Like this article I have here in my stack. I'm looking for it. I meant to get to it. I mentioned it earlier. From, of all places, this is from ESPN. And we actually covered this months ago, but now it's getting attention because it's on ESPN, and that's good news. That under the Law of the Sea Treaty and separate environmental rules they're trying to pass, because Obama can't get that ratified, they're talking about seizing all inland waterways, lakes, ponds, streams, standing water. It's worse than the Wetlands Act we saw 15 years ago that failed, where if you had a rainwater, the feds could come in and not let you use your land or build on it. This is even below water. They have this new fake Clean Water Act they're trying to ram through. And it's so diabolical. They want control of every facet of your life. And so they tell you, oh, we're taking your land, we're taking your property, we're raising taxes on you to save the earth, and you're going to pay your taxes to these private banks. It's totally transparent. Open world dictatorship being set up by private banks in everyone's face. And guys, I can't find it. Will you reprint me? It's up on Drudge, too. I know it's on InfoWars and Prison Planet. The ESPN article about fishing to be banned. You can't go angling now if they have their way. I mean, total control. Talk about a dictatorship.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365. Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Full of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Okay, so you're sitting there listening to your favorite radio program, and all of a sudden you hear GetTheTea.com. What the? GetTheTea.com? Then you think to yourself, I don't drink tea. Now for the truth. Many people don't drink tea, but they drink energy drinks, colas, juices from concentrates, which all carry high levels of sugar and caffeine. Sugar is a toxin. Sugar does not help you, nor does caffeine. Your colon could be clogged, causing dangerous consequences. This is why GetTheTea.com will help. Specially formulated by a PhD to remove harmful toxins from your body. Lose weight naturally and clean the system in your body and feel more energy. Order now at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call now at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. No tea works like GetTheTea.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
8 minutes into hour number three. I've talked to the leader of the Icelandic parliament, who's one of the main people leading the charge against the bankers. Very exciting information. You want solutions? They're coming up, going right at the head of the beast, the heart of the system, next hour. In a moment, we're going to Chris Pinto, an amazing documentary filmmaker. We're going to be talking to him. And also, you guys are welcome to get some of the DVDs of the films that we have at InfoWars.com in there and show a few short clips and video behind Chris Pinto for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers to see the quality of these films. But I mentioned this at the first of the show. I want to cover it briefly now. This is an article out of ESPN.com today, Called Out by Robert Montgomery. I want to get him on. And it says, when the World Wildlife Fund, a bunch of eugenicists, and the International Fund for Animal Welfare completed their successful campaign in Ontario, they were able to ban many types of hunting. And now they're saying it's mean to fish. Now, there's big trawlers out there in the Gulf of Mexico and the Atlantic and Pacific that are overfishing. There are some problems. This is waterways. This is lakes, ponds, streams, rivers. And it goes on to say, now we see NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, and the administration planning the future of recreational fishing access to America based on a similar agenda of these same groups and other big green anti-use organizations. So they can train you what type of light bulb you can have, what type of toilet, what type of car. They can do anything. Home inspections through an executive order by President Obama. The current U.S. direction of fishing is direct parallel to what happened in Canada with hunting. The negative economic impacts on hardworking American families and small businesses are being ignored. And it goes into the announcements of this unelected panel run by World Wildlife Fund, Greenpeace, Defenders of Wildlife, Pew Environment Group, and others produced a document entitled Transition Green, and it breaks down what they're going to be doing. Just it says our lakes, everything. And clearly, most U.S. lakes are full of fish, and they can always be restocked. But this is about total control, federal licensing to be able to fish. This is about domesticating us and getting full control over our lives. Okay, shifting gears now. I only carry the best documentary films and books in our online video bookstore at Infowars.com. If you don't have a computer, that's fine. Everybody can call the toll-free number, 888-253-3139, or write to us at P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760. Again, P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760. But these are among some of the best documentary films with documents, interviews. They also hire professional actors. And again, we're going to show you some clips of that from each of the films in the background while Chris Pinto is talking. Secret Mysteries of America's Beginnings, Volume 1, The New Atlantis, who these people are, how they tick, their own documents, who the Illuminists are. Then Part 2, Riddles in Stone, The Secret Architecture of Washington, D.C. Part 2 of Secret Mysteries of America's Beginnings. Part 3, Eye of the Phoenix, Secrets of the Dollar Bill, all the occultism. In fact, we'll get a document cam shot of this and we'll show the viewers of what's on the cover here. And then now it's intriguing because he goes into a whole separate area, but it ties into all this. And I just finished reading a thick encyclopedic level book, A Dark History of the Vatican, and some of the things that went on there. Now, this is not a Catholic bashing fest. And there have been plenty of atrocities by Protestants in Europe as well. But it's important to understand what's happened to religion and our culture and why the Vatican today is calling for world government. And again, I'm not a Catholic, but I'm not here bashing Catholics. We've got Pat Robertson saying forced abortion in China is good and socialism is of God and of Obama. We have the clergy response teams today. Tens of thousands of preachers recruited to tell their flocks, Romans 13, submit to government, turn your guns in, take shots, go to FEMA camps when you're told. We broke that 4 years ago here on Genesis with Pastor Butch Paul with the secret documents, and now it's mainstream news. But we're going to get into this today because A Lamp in the Dark is stunning information. So we now go to writer-director Christian J. Pinto, produced the award-winning documentaries that we just mentioned, and it's he joins us today. Chris, thanks for coming on.
Hey, Alex. It's good to talk to you again.
So much is happening. Again, I'm intrigued because I know it all ties together, and but how does this film really getting into the early church and through the Middle Ages and persecution by the Vatican and others? Because then the Illuminati group, at least at its inception, was claiming it was anti-Vatican. So how do these groups dovetail together?
Well, I think they dovetail because the whole concept of a new world order is really Rome's original concept. You can trace it back to 1494 when Pope Alexander VI drew a line, literally drew a line down the center of the world map, gave half the world to Spain and the other half to Portugal, and told them to go out and conquer everything. The claims of the papacy for more than 1,000 years have been that the Pope holds the place of Christ and God upon the earth, and so he has the power over the world, over all kings and princes and rulers and governors and so on. They're all supposed to submit to his authority, whether they know about him or not. Some people might remember the film years ago with Richard Chamberlain, Shogun, the big long 6-hour series that was based on a book by James Clavell. Well, at one point, you know, the storyline basically is it's this English sailor who's stranded on the Isle of Japan, and he learns the ways of their culture and so on. And there's all of these Jesuit priests that are there in Japan, and they're working, of course, to try and take over the shoguns and their empire and so on there in Japan. But the shoguns don't realize this. And Richard Chamberlain at one point is trying to warn them about what these guys are doing. And he informs them at some point that the Pope had given their land over to the Portuguese. And they're looking at him and say, well, this is not possible. How is this possible? And so on. Of course, they had no idea that, the papacy and the Vatican had made these claims for centuries.
And they had the Portuguese rudders. That was the big secret, was that the Vatican had the good maps of the seaways that nobody else had globally.
Right. And from what I understand, the Jesuits actually counterfeited some of the maps and showed them to the shoguns to deceive them about the land masses and the waterways and all that kind of stuff.
Well, let's fast forward for a moment. In my research for Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement, we discovered that the Bilderberg Group, with some key people from the Vatican, actually in the early 50s, and this has now been declassified, that they had the idea for the European Union, and that was the Treaty of Rome, then that was expanded in 1957 when they officially really started setting up the European Union, and that's why a few years ago they had the 50th anniversary in 2007 of the EU, when the EU wasn't officially set up until 2000.
Yeah, the EU is said to be a total. It is said to be a total Vatican project by in the book The Power and the Principality of Europe. That was set forth by an English Conservative Party member, Anthony. I can't remember his last name. But anyway,
why did the Vatican then go after the Templars?
That is really said to be the Templars. The suffering of the Templars was said to be more through the King of France, at least from what I've studied of it. And the Templars were bringing in. This is in the 1200s now. They had been over in the Middle East. They were in Jerusalem. They're dealing with these different groups, like the Yazidi. They're dealing with the Muslims and the Jews and so on. And they were creating a kind of amalgamated religious system where they were blending in all of these different world religions. And that's a key. That's kind of part of, you know, a lot of the research that I do is showing how the New World Order, the way that they're trying to unite the nations is by breaking down all the boundaries that separate men. World politics is one of them, but world religion is another.
And we see the UN pushing this, Maureen Strong pushing it, but separately we see the last couple popes getting up and having these big conclaves of all the religious leaders there in Vatican City praying together.
Right, as they did back in 1986 and then again after the year 2000. And then the United Nations, of course, having their big Millennium Summit where they get all the different leaders of the world religions, you know, who claim that they're all praying to the same God. But that's all part of this move to create a one world religion or a world religious belief system that will go hand in glove with a world political system.
But from the beginning, Rome was using Christianity as a political tool once Christians were able to become dominant. So I'm going to try to shut up now. We're about to go to break, but let's go through the chronological order of what the film covers, because it's key information.
Well, we try to cover, we do this through the history of the Bible, starting in the first century, showing how the Gospels were set forth, and then how there are a lot of warnings. I mean, of course, I'm a Christian, so, you know, I believe the teachings of the Bible, and we show how Jesus and all of the apostles had warned of grievous wolves that would enter into the church and that would misuse the Christian faith for their own selfish designs. And so those warnings begin, and then we move up forward into the early centuries, and ultimately the conflict really in Rome between Christianity and paganism. And that conflict came to, or what seemed like it came to an end, with Constantine the Great in 313 A.D., and Constantine was the, you know, the famous general. Rome was a tetrarchy. It was governed by four emperors. And then Constantine sees this vision where he sees supposedly a cross emblazoned on the sun, and he hears a voice tell him, in this sign, conquer. And so he then adopts the sign of the cross. He believes the vision is from Christos or Christ. And he uses this symbol, goes into battle, defeats his enemies, and Rome becomes a single system under a single emperor.
All right, stay there. We're coming back. We're going to roll through this history with Chris Pinto. The new film the fourth in the series, A Lamp in the Dark, The Untold History of the Bible, available on DVD at InfoWars.com.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Oh, the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset, so try it today. Store it today and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Okay, let's go right back to Chris Pinto. So you were getting into Constantine right before the fall of the Roman Empire 100 years later. Continue.
Constantine was the first to legalize Christianity there in Rome with the Edict of Milan in 313 AD. So he legalizes Christianity, and then Christianity is, over time, merged with the pagan ideas or the pagan belief system of Rome. And Constantine, it's said, if you read different historians, that he confused Christos with the god Mithras, okay, the sun god of the ancient world. And there are some, like when you see these big statues of Constantine, there's a very famous head and his arm and leg and this kind of thing. These were gigantic statues that he had set up around his empire with him dressed up like Sol Invictus, the sun god. Okay, and he believed he was the manifestation of Sol Invictus. Well, it said that Constantine took to himself as Caesar. He became the sole emperor of Rome. He had the title Pontifex Maximus. That's the title for the Caesar. That was meant he was the head of the pontifical college, the head of the pagan priesthood. So he adopted another title as the head of the Christian church, and he called himself Vicarius Christi, meaning another Christ, or the substitute for Christ, one who stands in the place of Christ. And so he would govern the pagans, and he would govern the Christians with these two titles. And then in time, of course, he leaves Rome because of all the politics involved. He goes and he founds Constantinople, and then Rome falls to the barbarian tribes and this kind of thing. And in the aftermath, the popes arise as the bishops of Rome, and they claim these two titles of Constantine, the Vicar of Christ, Vicarius Christi, and Pontifex Maximus, which they hold to this day. That's why the pope is called the pontiff. So then from there, this system now, because Constantine had set forth the edict against heretics. And so now heretics before, if you read the New Testament, if somebody's guilty of heresy, they would ask them to depart from the church, or as in the case of, when the Apostle Paul is at the school of Tyrannus, he just separates the disciples from the unbelievers. They would separate themselves from people who disagreed. But now Constantine, the state steps in, and Constantine is passing laws that people who disagree on certain doctrinal issues have to be hunted down, arrested, in some cases killed, and so on, for heresy. And if you can to this day go online and read Constantine's different writings against the heretics, and it's very aggressive. You can see the violence in his words. And there are some who believe that that was really the beginning of what would become the Dark Ages, when the Roman Church now would begin to persecute everyone who disagreed with the official state doctrines and so on. And so we take it up, but what we show is that with the formation of the Roman Catholic system, there were still believers, Bible believers, who were never a part of the Roman system. And from the histories that we have, many of these groups fled into the north of Italy and the south of France, and they became known as the Paulicans. They were known as the Donatists in some cases, the Waldenses, the Albigenses. They've been given different names, but probably the Waldenses and the Albigenses are the two most famous.
And from reading the history from the beginning, the so-called Christian Roman emperors, they would particularly persecute other Christian sects that they didn't control and ignore the pagans, but then later they started going after everybody, or how did that work?
That's how, just what you said is what seems to have happened. Mainly the Inquisitions began. We kind of fast forward because those, from the 5th century up till about the 10th, 11th century, it's difficult to find the records of what happened, fully and completely, and there's a lot of disagreement. But the Inquisition begins now with a guy named Dominic Gutzmann, who's called St. Dominic, at about 1207 A.D., and there were a series of theological debates that were going on between these non-Catholic believers and the Catholic priesthood. And they had debates, like public debates, in their towns and so on, in the town of Albi in France. And there were sharp disagreements, but the one thing that the Albigenses were known for was that they paid strict attention to the Bible. They just believed what the Bible said, whereas the Catholic priesthood would come in with the traditions and the official declarations of the Holy See of Rome and so on, and the popes and whatnot. And so in the final debate, Dominic, it was said, he lost the debate, or so it said, and he became so enraged that he swore slavery and death against the Albigenses. And then he goes back to Rome, meets with Pope Innocent III and Simon de Montfort, and that's the beginning of the Inquisition.
Let's walk through your film, A Lamp in the Dark, again, available at Infowars.com, and the type of persecution that went on. We'll be right back. I'm Alex Jones. This is the GCN Radio Network.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Is garlic the absolute best defense against the threat of bacterial and viral pandemics? No, the answer is Ali-C from your AliStore.com. Ali-C was developed by a British chemist who found a way to stabilize the allicin in garlic and incorporate it into his flagship product, Ali-C. It's the strongest and safest antibiotic known to man. Ali-C makes garlic supplements obsolete. Get Ali-C today from your AliStore.com. That's your A-L-L-I-Store.com, your AliStore.com. No home should be without Ali-C.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Now, I want to be clear. The globalists use balkanization to play us off against each other. So I don't get up on my radio show and bash Mormons, Seventh-day Adventists, Catholics, Protestants. You know, my family on both sides were Protestant activists that came into Texas. My mother's side, the Ayers family that raised Colonel Travis's son. They, of course, brought in Bibles in, what, 1825, and a famous case into Galveston. And they actually had the Jesuit group ran them out of town and tried to burn their wagons full of Protestant Bibles. And I know that big government, big churches, big state-run religion has always been a tool of oppression. Separately, I've had groups connected to the Israeli lobby over the years using bizarre psychology. You know, we have a Pat Buchanan on who's Catholic. I must work for the secret Catholic takeover or you know, any other guest. I know a lot of Catholics. They're great, hardworking, good people that are anti-abortion. And I know a lot of conservative Catholics that criticize the Pope's calling for New World Order. I'm not here to get people fighting with each other, but I have studied quite a bit of history, and we know there was a lot of really bad stuff throughout the Dark Ages and Middle Ages and through that. That I know in the Netherlands and other places, once the Protestants got in control, they did a lot of the persecution back to Catholics. Now you look at the modern day, this ecumenical merging the religions, not just different groups of Christians together, this call for world government. This is happening from the Protestants. It's happening from the Catholics. But the Catholic Church is at the center of the call for a new world order, a global government, in their own documents with the euro. And so the establishment wants to play people off against each other. And, you know, I don't have a religious broadcast. I have a news and history show. And I watched Lamp in the Dark before we carried it, when they asked us to carry it. And I found it to be very accurate from my research, so we carry it. At the same time, though, I have seen kind of the Christian Zionist arm that's also Illuminist, you know, saying we've got to have the end of the world, we've got to support Israel no matter what. And then they always put out an anti-Catholic view and claim the Catholic Church wants to run Jerusalem and do all this stuff. I mean, it's very sophisticated, and I've been studying it and trying to understand it. And I think that Chris Pinto, with A Lamp in the Dark, has really done a good job of breaking this down. But, I mean, going back to some of the issues, though, that I just raised here, that's why I believe in what our founding fathers did, saying freedom of religion. That's not what the UN and others are calling for. They're saying, no, a one-world religion where you can be whatever religion you want, but you can't criticize any other religion. Chris Pinto.
Yeah, that's the whole point. That's becoming the new Inquisition. There's that case over in England of the Christian couple who witnessed to a Muslim woman. And, you know, the Muslim woman talked about her faith and the Christians talked about their faith. But now the Muslim woman felt like she was being oppressed because the Christians were criticizing Islam. And then they ended up being, you know, suffering a certain amount of persecution over there in England.
Yeah, they're trying to make it illegal in Canada to read certain Bible verses. And there's all these calls for censorship that are going on. But once you censor one group, you censor everybody. But getting up into the Middle Ages, the Dark Ages, when we start seeing the real persecution.
Right. It really began over the reading of the Bible and the preaching of what's written in the Bible. That began the Inquisition. A lot of people don't know that. That's one of the reasons why I want to give the history in Lamp. But that's what led to two things. One, really, it was the establishment of the first police state. If you read some historians, that's what they'll say, that the Inquisition, where you developed a system of informants, you developed a police system that was intercontinental. There were no boundaries for the Inquisition. They could go to any country in Europe and hold people accountable. They were kind of like Interpol or the feds. They could cross any border. That's when they began to outlaw the Bible, and that's why they outlawed the Bible. The Bible became a forbidden book, as it's called in one of the documentaries.
And then we saw things like when they wanted to build the new Vatican building, indulgences, get your family out of purgatory, pay all this gold. And similarly, we see the UN and the EU selling, and Al Gore admits it, a global religion of Gaia, where they go out and persecute everyone and have a new Inquisition.
I think it's the same spirit, the same principles involved ultimately, and it's been going on for centuries and centuries and centuries, and as we show it in our film, we show the Bible really and the Word of God and those who believe it as the center of controversy and the oppression that came against them to forbid anyone from having another opinion. And And if you follow that history, it brings you up through, the 19th century into modern times. I believe this has everything to do with why they've kicked the Bible out of our school system, along with prayer and a lot of other things.
Okay, but explain this to me. Explain to me how the Illuminati starts forming, secret societies, Masons, groups that don't like the dominance of the Catholic Church, but then we today see the Catholic Church selling the same things that the Illuminati was selling. So how does that intertwine?
It's a complicated history. And you have different people. You have people who believe that the Illuminati was actually formed by the Jesuit order, which was when the Reformation got underway. You have these Bible believers, they're preaching, and then the printing press comes along and they start, manufacturing Bibles faster than they can be destroyed.
So as a way to control opposition, the Jesuit priest Adam Weishaupt sets it up.
Well, you have the Jesuits were founded to destroy the Reformation, to destroy the Reformers and those who were opposing Rome. Okay, so they launched a counter-reformation, and they started getting into academics, and they tried to do it that way. But what was happening was they weren't having success in persuading people to come back to Rome, and a lot of countries were being converted to, they were becoming Protestant countries, and they were casting off the authority of the Pope. See, because the Pope was a very political figure. If the Pope told a king or a queen or whoever what to do, they were supposed to do it. And the Pope was telling people, go and invade that other country, and you kill those people over there, and I give you the command. And if you don't obey me, I'll excommunicate you, and your soul will be in hell. This is what was going on during the Dark Ages. So more and more countries were saying, no, we don't believe this anymore. We don't believe the Pope has the authority to do that. And they were listening to men like Martin Luther and William Tyndale and Calvin and others. And so the Jesuits had to come up with a plan to somehow or other do something about all of these Protestant kings and queens that were opposing them. Now, there's two different views. There are some who believe that the infidels, that infidelity, which is really what the revolutionaries were about, getting rid of God altogether, just rose up in the midst of all this and decided to get rid of Roman Catholicism, get rid of Protestantism, get rid of all of it, and that that's what the Illuminati was about. But then there are others, Alex, who believe because the Illuminati was founded at the University of Ingolstadt by a Jesuit named Adam Weishaupt, and he was a Jesuit priest. And he openly stated that he was going to use the methods of revolution and infiltration and information warfare that the Jesuits had been perfecting from Sun Tzu's The Art of War that they brought from China and translated and so on. And if you read authors like F. Tupper Saucy, who wrote the book Rulers of Evil, Saucy believes that the Illuminati is really a front organization for the Jesuit order. And that the Illuminati, because the Jesuits became so nefarious, they were kicked out of 40 countries throughout Europe. They were kicked out of Japan. The name Jesuit was synonymous with Nazi, you know. Everybody thought, you know, if you met or knew a Jesuit, you immediately suspected him as a deceiver and a spy or something like that. So they had to do something. And so they developed two mottos. One, above all else, not too much zeal, to be more subtle. And they said, let us shun too much light. Let's not put ourselves out there so that anybody will know who we are. We need to go back into the shadows here. And there are some who believe that Weishaupt was an instrument of the Jesuit order who set up the Illuminati as a front organization that could then infiltrate these secret societies like the Freemasons and others and begin to manipulate them to carry out Rome's thousand-year-old agenda of world domination. When the Jesuits take their oath, for example, they swear in their oath with the Jesuit general. You know, the general tells them, go into all the world and claim all lands in the name of the Pope. He who will not accept him as Christ's vice regent on earth, let him be accursed and exterminated. And this is why it is said you find Jesuits in every corner of the world with schools and universities and colleges and so on. This is why they have gone into all the world, is to dominate the world for the Pope.
And that's so, covered in a lamp in the dark. Continue.
Yeah. So it's what's interesting is you have all of these secret organizations that will admit, like the Illuminati openly admitted that they adopted their methodology from the Jesuit order, that they studied what the Jesuits did and how they did it. Rockefellers. There's a book written on the life of John D. Rockefeller, how he developed his whole Rockefeller organization around the discipline of the Jesuit order. My wife works for an accounting firm, and when she was going through college, she remembers this, you know, these big accounting firms talking about how they study the Jesuit order to develop their, you know, systems for finance and so on. There was a guy, Alberto Izaga, like a year and a half ago, who went nuts suddenly over in London and killed his two-year-old daughter. And it was a bizarre case, but he was like a millionaire finance guy and worked for some powerful company. And when they arrested him, while he was on trial, he was muttering that he was part of an international conspiracy to take over the financial world, and he was working with a secret group of financiers who were using the methods of the Jesuit order to take over the financial world.
Well, I read Heinz Hobel's Order of the Death Shed, and it had the Nazi documents where Hitler modeled the Gestapo and his secret police SS off of the Jesuits.
Absolutely. There's a number of books written about that, and we talk about that in The Lamp in the Dark as well. But and that whole relationship, a lot of people are shocked when they learn about, you know, the idea that the Vatican was working with Hitler and that they had a concordat with Germany and so on. But Adrian Hilton, in his book, The Principality and the Power of Europe, the guy who's talking about the European Union, he says the way to understand that is to go back and look at the relationship of the Vatican with Charlemagne. Charlemagne, who was the first Holy Roman Emperor, he reigned over Germany. Okay? So all the way back, 8th century A.D., the Pope crowned Charlemagne as, you know, the first Holy Roman Emperor. And from then on, so many of these European families, if you get the National Geographic documentary Inside the Vatican, and it's during the time of Pope John Paul II, you see all of this, these royal members of the European families and so on, who go to the Vatican and they all bow down and they kiss the Pope's ring, you know, and they venerate him like he's a god. You know,
well, let's expand on that, because I want to, again, from your research, understand something. We know that the King of England, Edward VIII, was a Nazi, a fan of Hitler, had to escape Germany once the war started. He was from a German family. The House of Windsor is really the House of Saxe-Coburg-Gotha. For those that don't know, why then, if the Vatican was so powerful and setting up this continental empire through Germany and through Mussolini, why then did England and the U.S. turn against them? When we know the Illuminists were involved, as your films show, in a lot of the formation of the United States and the Freemasons, if that's all controlled by the Vatican, then why? And we know there was a secret peace treaty now declassified between England and Germany. So why then was Hitler rebuffed? Because it does appear there are some power shifts here. Clearly, Bilderberg is dominated by the papacy, but then it interlocks with the United States, and so do these groups fight sometimes, or what's going on?
It seems, you know, there are different theories that I've read, because that's a great question. It's the one that, you know, sort of drives the research, so much of it. But from the arguments that I've heard, it's kind of like the ordo ab chao, order out of chaos. You create the chaos, and from that, you know, through the chaos that you've created, you establish your world order. And there are some people who believe that that Germany was being used. There are some who even think that Germany was used specifically because it was Martin Luther, who was a German, who from Germany launched the Protestant Reformation.
Well, it was, I mean, we actually know from the Lord Milner group that right after World War One, these are public documents, they said, we're going to finance a war leader, we're going to build Germany up, and then we're going to destroy them. Just like World War One, and so it was a repeat of that.
That concurs with the research that I've been getting and the theories that people believe that the reason Rome and the Jesuits wanted revenge on Germany, that they wanted to use Germany, if you will, as this kind of, you know, instrument of destruction, was partly revenge for the Reformation, because it was from Germany that the reform was launched, you know.
But I mean, why do that when Germany was pretty much a Catholic country at that time, and through the World Council of Churches, the Rockefeller set up, most of the Protestant churches are New World Order now. I mean, because you're going back to the Jesuit stealth mode.
Right. Now, that's a very good question, and I wish I had a more detailed answer for you. I think there's something to the doctrine. If you study the Jesuits in history, they were always known for their revenge, and that they would not stop until they got vengeance on whoever it was that had opposed them. And this is why John Adams says in his quote, he says that all the monarchs of Europe trembled in fear over the idea of Jesuit assassination. Because if you cross these guys, they didn't care how long it took. It could take a year, 5 years, 10 years. They would come after you, and they would find a way to get you. one of the popes that suppressed them signed a bull, you know, of eternal, you know, excommunication for the Jesuits.
Yeah, that's another issue. Why did the Catholic Church go after the Jesuits? So are you saying it's more the Jesuits than just the Catholic Church? I mean, it's so complex.
It is. The way that I see it, there's a medal that they, a medal that they strike in Rome, or at least in the 19th century, where you have the Pope sitting up on a high altar in St. Peter's and all these cardinals kneeling down in front of him. And there's a Latin phrase that says, whom they create, they adore. Okay? Crem creant adorant. Who they create, they adore. The Jesuits, if you read their writings, they believe the Pope is kind of like their idol. Okay, just as a man would take a chisel and carve out an idol from stone and then set it up on an altar, that's what the Pope is for them. They create him, they put him up on an altar, and he's got to be the Pope that they want him to be.
So it's a figurehead. It's an organizational structure.
Exactly.
Around which the power behind the throne builds its system. Well, there's no doubt that Rome is deeply behind the EU. No doubt it's calling for a new world order. And just hardcore info. Stay with us, Chris Pinto.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't. Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now, get out of debt, and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 888-352-7726. That's 888-352-7726. 888-352-7726.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Well, this is a huge subject, and the globalists love to divide and conquer. You know, they have camps that say the Catholics are the center of all evil, or Masons are, or Jews. And what I found from my research is that humans are all humans. People are people. You got good people, you got bad people from all groups. But there were systems developed in Europe in the last 2,000 years of manipulation, of control. A lot of it borrowed from the Roman Empire and their you know, 500 years of managing an empire, 500 plus years, from 100 BC to 410. So we're talking about 600 plus years there. And I just want to get people thinking. And that's why this film, A Lamp in the Dark, is so important. We have it discounted when you get it with some of the other films from Chris Pinto. Again, all available at Infowars.com. And I'm glad that Chris made this film, A Lamp in the Dark, and everyone needs to get it at Infowars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139 or send 1995 to P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760. Chris, we got 4 minutes left. Other points you want to make about A Lamp in the Dark?
Well, one point that I wanted to make, just to address something that you've been saying, Alex, we try to make the point in the film that most all of your major reformers through the Middle Ages and the Dark Ages were Catholic priests. Guys like John Wycliffe, William Tyndale, Martin Luther, Jan Hus, Jerome of Prague, all of these were Catholic priests who began reading the Bible, and they just fell in love with the Word of God, and they began to speak out on behalf of the truth. And some of them never actually even left the Catholic priesthood. They were defrocked, like Tyndale and so on. Even in the 19th century, Charles Chiniqui, who wrote the book 50 Years in the Church of Rome, where he's trying to warn America about really Rome's infiltration of the United States and their plan to take over the country.
One thing, and this is what I really don't like, the Catholic Church is promoting breaking down our borders, not just in Europe, but with Mexico, and bankrupting our nation and making us a third world police state like Latin America. That's something you can definitely nail on the Vatican's door.
Well, they believe there are those who research that, from what I'm reading, they believe like that the influx of the Irish immigrants, the Italian immigrants, these are all Catholics coming in, and that the popes for over 100 years have wanted to flood this country with Roman Catholics. And they believe that's the reason why they want all of the Mexicans to come in through the border to build up the Catholic population so they'll vote according to the commandments of the papacy.
But separately, we have the immigrants voting for abortion and things and supporting Obama with this new fake coffee party, stealing our idea to actually help the Tea Party be more constitutional and take it back away from the Republicans. Again, I'm trying to figure all this out, Chris. And
well, with Rome, here's a picture I would give, Alex, very quickly. When the Pope came to America, George Bush, the conservative Republican president, came and met him, right, and honored him greatly. And with him was Nancy Pelosi, the ultimate left-wing liberal, who came and bowed down and kissed his ring. People often think of Rome as being conservative, but they forget the liberal side of Rome. The Kennedy family is very Roman Catholic. And they're very pro-abortion, very liberal, and so on. It was Notre Dame that brought Obama in and then gave him his honorary degree and had him, speak there, even though he holds these wild abortion views and so on. Rome tries to grab everybody on the right hand and on the left hand and bring them all together into this world system.
But as you said, just as it was 500 years ago, there are a lot of Catholics worldwide who are very conservative and are upset about what's happening.
Absolutely. And it's often said that if Catholics in America knew fully what the Vatican was up to, they would be outraged.
All right. Well, Chris Pinto, amazing film. People should watch it and make up their mind for themselves, do more research. A Lamp in the Dark, the Untold History of the Bible, available at Infowars.com. Chris, we eagerly await your next release. We'll talk to you again soon in the future. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Alex. Take care. Bye-bye.
We'll be back, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.